Okay, I'm going to record a short little podcast on this area of research I'm working on right now. And it's not really, not going to go real far into research, because research is really looking at what is published on the issue or the area in question, what is published by others in terms of policy, authority, guidance, findings, studies, and other scholarly written articles or journals on the subject. Like if it was a medical issue, I'd find a corresponding medical report on that question where I, you know, say I was referring to accessing memory centers in the brain, then I would find a medical journal in neurology about brain centers, memories, losses, associated disorders, what causes the dysfunction, and then come up with my own theories and hypotheses and formulate a research study around that. Or just comment on existing research to learn more about that disorder. In technology, it's a little different, although it's similar. The area of research that I'm looking at can be simplified by providing numbers, but the numbers vary depending upon the person and the user. So the numbers will never be like 30% of people have 20 logins to manage all of their accounts, and 10% of them memorize them and never make a mistake or forget their login information up until the age of 36. Then they begin to forget. So I can't really come up with those kind of statistics because you have different types of users, like developers. You have business users, you have business accounts, you have personal accounts. You know, the numbers vary. The problem, I think the major area and issue that I want to uncover in my research is the fact that we've gotten bombarded and are forced into login and password account management. And with the internet being so vast in its current design, you have to have a login and password for every single site that you decide to visit, that you're going to do any sort of interacting on, whether it's financial, you're making a purchase online, you have to log in, share your information, create an account. And the design is so that it can be used so you can access information later, or just so that it can be saved on a server for account management. And originally it was a good idea because it was like, yeah, we want to protect our information. Yeah, I need something to identify myself from other people, or the system needs something to identify one person from another person. And we use social security numbers, driver's license numbers, account numbers for that kind of thing. And that has obviously presented a problem in human life, right? That's red tape, what we call red tape. But that's what gets us our privileges to be able to drive, to be able to be a citizen, to be able to get our mail at an address, or even to be able to go buy something at the store and feed ourselves and keep our homes warm. So now all of that is available online, and we now have, you know, say 15 different sites we're reliant on for paying bills, buying goods and services, making appointments, listening to music, watching television, and paying bills, right? Keeping our houses warm, our rent and mortgages paid, and car insurance and registration and all that kind of information. So I'm 44. I almost forgot. Yeah. I'm 44. And I forget my logins and passwords. And, you know, I'm usually pretty organized on the internet. I have my bookmarks. I have the regular sites that I visit. And then I'm not afraid to have my browser remember that information and store it for me. So it's not a major issue for me. Unless I go in and clear my history. clean up and do maintenance on my computer. Now all of that's gone. Do I have to go in and manually do that? Or somebody forces me to change my password. And now they're no longer in sync with everything else because I'm using the same login and password. Or maybe I have a slight variation because someone instilled this idea earlier on that we live in an insecure world online and you should have varying and different passwords, complicated passwords, and logins that vary from each site. Nobody really published that information, but it was sort of like, well, if you get this login and password and you crack that and steal from me there, then you can easily steal from me in all the other sites because you would assume that they are the same. Right? So just natural security protocols or security procedures and advice sort of gets you on the line of thinking that you have to create variations for different sites that you log into. So now you have a password mess of 45 different logins and 45 different passwords, all on different timelines, being forced to change or expire depending upon who developed that site. You know, like Macy's.com decides that it's time for you to change your password. Which is the same login and password that you use for Gmail.com, but Gmail.com doesn't ever force you to do that unless you forget. So then you get out of sync, right? And then all your password management becomes a nightmare. And then, you know, a general practice is not to have all of your account information in one place available on your computer, because if your computer gets hacked or stolen, then all of your account's information is available for use to that thief and can be misused. And there goes your whole credit profile, your identity, and basically your savings, your finances, and everything else. So that's bad. I've heard stories of it happening. It's never actually happened to me, although someone has stole my business name, misused it, and replicated it, and basically thrown it in my face. Ha ha, I'm a man, I'm cocky, and I have more power than you have and you will ever have. And I'm going to replicate it and pretend like it's mine. And that's not fair. That's wrong. So I borrowed my brother's computer one time. He said I could use it. And I was sort of in a jam. And I noticed he had all of his account information on his computer. And, you know, I was going through some real psychological trauma at the time. And I took his computer because I knew he had the means to buy another one. It wasn't going to be a huge disaster for him. So I took it and I made sure to wipe it clean, you know, all the information off of it, because I'm not one to steal his information and use his accounts and all of that. But I didn't trust the person that I asked to help me remove the information. Like, I could have removed it myself, but I didn't trust the person that was working on it. And I don't trust the IT people out there that build these systems because of the current design. What person in their right mind would ask a 40 or 50 year old to memorize 45 different logins and passwords and use that to manage their life? What person in their right mind would design a system like that? The thing of it is, it's no one person. No one person set out and said, well, this is how we're going to design the internet. You're going to have a site for every single account that you have, and you're going to log in using a different username and password for every single site that you log into, because we as Americans cannot coordinate on the internet and share information and design a system where you log in once, you are guaranteed security. Anything ventured out from that, we can provide another solution should you decide to access that information in a public domain or somewhere on someone else's device. It's screwed up. It's already too late. But by saying it's already too late, does that mean that if I spent the next 5 years researching this and offering a better solution, that the internet cannot change? I mean, that's like, I'm going to plan to waste 5 years with a just assumption that you can write for 5 years and research for 5 years talking about this problem, but nobody will ever change it because you have no control and the damage is already done. That might be true. That might be the case, that we've reached the point in development that you can't go backwards now. You can't change the design. You can't fix it. You can't force the world to change. You can't force the internet community and all developers to change their thinking. So it's over. Deal with it. Huh. Deal with it. Have you seen the risks and considered the problems in managing identity theft and information security? It's disastrous when everything is taken from you and misused, where someone else uses your name and misrepresents you. Not just your name and your information, but manipulates it and turns it into a criminal record so you can't even get a job. Obviously, it's illegal. Obviously, it's being done by people who know what they're doing. It's not accidental. But what is the purpose? It's because their own insecurities, so that makes them look and feel better by damaging you. That's not the way to do business. That's not the way to get ahead in America. It might work temporarily and get you the goods and services you need, or the money and prestige and power that you need, and make you feel good for damaging and destroying someone else to make yourself feel better, but it does nothing for the entire community and the poor old lady down the street who decided, yeah, she was gonna, at 65 years old, go ahead and browse on the internet and go completely paperless in the management of her accounts and her life by managing, you know, having groceries sent to her house, managing her medical records and pharmaceutical shipments online, using telehealth and communicating with their family members across the United States, or getting online to chemistry.com and dating someone. But no, she has to manage 45 different account logins and passwords to do all of this, and non-standardized garbage systems that are totally non-integrated. You know, if she wanted to look at her medical bill and look at what she's charging doctors for maybe a stuffy nose and compare it to what she can track and claim on her taxes at the end of the year for basic, I don't know, nasal decongestants for 12 months and get some tax savings. We don't have a system that allows her to do that, yet we could manually do that for someone. So while we go crazy in IT development and create all these beautiful sites for listening to music and watching television, life management has just been put on the complete back burner because humans seem to be okay with logging into 10 different sites, managing 10 different accounts, using the same login and password, and the same redundant tasks over and over. Verify your identity. And then when you have a problem, call verify your identity. Do you know how many times I've had to verify my identity in the last 6 months? It's thoroughly sickening. It's thoroughly sickening. So you standing on the other end of a computer system are guarded and not allowed to access my information until I give you my identifying information. So now you can access and talk to me about my information. Why don't you just step aside and put it in writing on the screen for me, and I can just read it and have a voice recorder regurgitate what I'm asking. That would be easier. That would be much easier, especially when you get angry, right? And you just want to say, you know what? You're fucking pissing me off. Your system is screwing with me. I'm fucking tired of reading all this fucking garbage. And I'm tired of your shitty database system and your people standing in my fucking way when I'm giving you the exact details of what I need. And you're going to act emotionally offended because I say the F word. Get the fuck out of my way and just do what I'm fucking asking of you. Like, for example, I call the Veterans Administration because I need to know if they have access to records because I forgot or I did not know the name of the hospital I was sent to. A very common thing in an emergency situation, people might not know where they're being sent to. And they might have been given records that they might not have kept. Or they, you know, maybe don't have anymore. And now when it's time to file a claim or deal with an insurance company, they need that information. So you should be able to pick up the phone and say, I know that I resided in your location and there is an Associated Veterans Administration hospital with that location. I need to know what the name of that is. I don't have that information for you right now. Okay, well, let's move on. Since I've called a national hotline for veterans help, there's some other things that you can help me with. I'm very frustrated, and I would like to know if you offer telehealth services for counseling. What's your zip code? You know, what? Telehealth services. You know, you don't need my zip code, buddy. You don't need my last four. You don't need my name. Telehealth services are national, right? If there are regionalized by zip code, then you shouldn't even have to answer that on the phone. You should already know that information based upon my area code or based upon that registered information that I have on file with you. You don't even need to talk. But this guy gets angry. Why are you so mean and rude? Well, because you just asked me a second time. I told you in the first 5 minutes I was a woman veteran and I had some questions. And then 5 minutes into the conversation, you ask me if I'm a veteran. Hello, you are not listening to me. And I have a right to be pissed off at you. Get your fucking emotions out of it. Stop being so fucking sensitive and acting like because you're a call center rep that you only have to put up with kind people, people who can speak professionally. Step the fuck aside and do the job and quit fucking wasting my time and my money and my people's money. We do not have time for bureaucracy, bullshit, and people acting like they have control over systems that are just there to fucking stand in the way and just continue on in such a shitty, disorganized fashion of fucking records management and access to basic services that are authorized and very needed in a time like this. Like, if you're gonna offer telehealth services is just, you know, counseling when you need help, you have a doctor, it's via phone or video, whatever. And it's very simple. Either it's regionalized and they're available in your local area and notes and the issues are collected and available on record in your local area, or it's national. It doesn't matter where they're at in the United States. It's there for you, and that's why telehealth is offered. Because if I could just get up and walk down to my local hospital, I wouldn't need telehealth. So it's a fucked up system. It's a fucked up system. And, you know, it happens at the most opportune time when you're, you know, really happy about your progress in school. You know, you're uncovering some issues, you're commenting, you're very confident on your ability to say, we have a very bad security design and it needs to change. And so you start to do your homework in backing up this argument. And then, you know, the research that you find is fucking Indian studies regarding Americans and how Americans manage their password and account management. So whoever's behind the fucking wheel needs to step the fuck down. Get the fuck out of the way. Quit screwing with our minds. Quit putting up shitty university systems and charging people to fucking learn this shit or argue their points and offer something valuable. Not Indian fucking Hindu garbage. That's all I have to say. And take your international PC garbage, your politically correctness, and your little emotional insensitivities or sensitivities, and go sit and smell their fucking perfume for a little while. And then hop your ass on a fucking treadmill and go eat your fucking chicken curry and see if you like it.